Welcome to the Relationship as Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Lee. Outdoor adventure enthusiast, dog mom to Luna, world traveler, longtime meditator, espresso lover, and a trained somatic psychotherapist, trauma specialist, and certified coach. Talking about trauma doesn't have to be so daunting. From a connected place, we can navigate anything together. Looking forward to exploring with you today. Here we go. So this is a little bit of a different kind of podcast. I wanted to take some time and use this amazing platform to drop in with you today a little bit about this upcoming retreat, Soulful. As I was on retreat of my own personal retreat up on Bainbridge Island last month, I had a lot of spacious time to really feel into the importance of retreat, why it's meaningful to me, and why I offer retreats in the way that I offer them. Having gone to dozens and dozens of retreats over the years and carrying complex post-traumatic stress disorder and developmental trauma, being a highly sensitive person, an empath, having neurodiverse tendencies, there is a way that I really enjoy being held and guided on retreats in a way where I feel safe enough to really let all parts of myself out and receive the healing that's available. It takes a certain kind of awareness. That's the gift and the benefit of being an empath, a highly sensitive person, neurodivergent, being able to gather this kind of information and really attune to how others might feel held similarly, who may also be sensitive souls. This retreat is for practitioners, for anyone supporting others in their day-to-day. The definition is really broad. Coaches, therapists, health and wellness practitioners, doctors, midwives, you name it, but also, you know, teachers, parents, anyone that feels like they are needing some nervous system regulation to feel more steady, more available to express more parts of themselves, more clear in who they are, where they're headed, and their purpose, and just sit deeply into a space of compassionate presence that maybe you've never felt before. Maybe you haven't had time to feel it. Maybe you've been doing that for everyone else except for yourself. This is a space meant to be really nurturing and holding for all of us who devote our lives to supporting others in really beautiful ways. It's meant to be spacious. We're not going to go from activity to activity to activity. We're going to learn how to take up the nourishment from the present moment in a kind and compassionate way. Give our nervous systems time to find the present moment. Many of us operate as though we're in the past, reacting to all of the daily activities, and challenges, emotions, experiences, interactions. And when we can update that, when we become regulated, our bodies, hearts, and minds know that we're actually here in the present moment. And we're not reacting to it as though there's a threat or a perceived threat as we may have in the past, unless there actually is one, in which case we can jump into action and respond accordingly. I am bringing this element in of nervous system regulation as a fresh thing. It's something I do every day, all day with clients and with groups. I used to teach meditation retreats for years and years and years and sit long, long, long meditation retreats myself and found so much benefit from it. And I wanted to take this retreat to the next level, especially welcoming folks who might be kind of in the mood for a meditation retreat, but don't necessarily love the structure of that, don't want to be silent all day, every day, don't want to have to sit still. Certain meditation retreats can bring up a lot if it's not a trauma-informed space, and can be hard to integrate and take home. It can be effortful, which isn't a bad thing. But the nervous system regulation component that I'm kind of adding in places where I would have taught meditation in the past is meant to be a place where we can rest into support, where we don't have to push for change or transformation, where we can learn how to receive. So many of us actually haven't gotten the experience of feeling safe enough to receive and rest, restorative rest. This body-based co-regulating nervous system regulation work is just such a beautiful way to shift those patterns. The foundation of this work comes out of Stephen Terrell and Kathy Kane's body of work, Transforming Presence, Transforming Touch, that's Stephen Terrell's, or Somatic Regulation Resilience, which is both of theirs. I just fell in love with it years ago. It changed everything about how I work, how I live my own life, how I'm in my body in a way that feels much more authentically expressed, full-hearted, here. It helps me be the sensitive, empathic human that I am without hating it like I used to, but actually leaning into it. And so I'm bringing it to you because it is just life-changing and impactful. It helps us not add a load to the load we're already carrying. Sometimes when we learn new modalities or receive certain healing practices, it takes us up to our edges and even past, and we leave more overwhelmed than we came or more exhausted because we're working overtime to try to get somewhere in particular. That's not how we do things in my trauma healing circles and the way I work with clients and hold people in groups and on retreats. We actually don't need to be at our edges to heal. We have learned over these years. Many of us need to learn how to be a little more bored, a little more spacious, allow what comes up when we're in the unknown in a gentle, kind way. And this work supports our systems to be able to do just that. There's so many things that I was thinking about while I was on retreat. I wanted to share them with you. And so I'm going to do that. And then I'm actually going to pop in another video that I created right after this, or audio if you're listening, where I was being interviewed about how the retreat will go. So this is going to be kind of popcorn, and take what interests you, leave the rest, just kind of let the words land on your heart, mind, body, and soul, and see if this feels like something that is curious for you, some an experience you might like to come enjoy and receive, something that your body, heart, mind, and soul are really needing or wanting right now to allow space for you to go to your next level of presence and healing and purpose. Radical presence and radical permission are the guiding principles of this retreat. When we can create space for our bodies and our hearts and our minds to feel safe enough to be present in the here and now, we can welcome everything and meet it in compassion. Welcome every part of us that arises. There's no requirement. We don't have to be anything. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to be a certain amount of healed to be worthy or deserving. We just get to be. We get to exist and live in a space of compassion and friendliness and kindness with ourselves, which overflows to others. So we will practice radical presence, and we'll do that with the support of radical permission, where truly things will be structured, where you get to opt in and opt out of anything. As we want everything to be in the highest support of your healing, your growth, and your experience there. Soulful is the name of the retreat. The space that's created there is to let your soul speak as loudly as it can, and to let your body quiet enough so that you can really listen to what wants to happen, what wants to come through. your wisdom is much more important than any wisdom I bring. I'm just creating the container and the structure. And so we will create so much spaciousness so that you can grow your capacity to allow your fullest, deep-hearted self. What can happen when we're able to allow more and more of ourselves out, the pleasant parts, the unpleasant parts, everything in between, with connection, with community support, with guided practices, is so much. There are so many possibilities of healing. When we feel more safe to rest into this kind of presence and support, our bodies begin to become alive. They begin to speak and whisper wisdom, desires, wants, needs, next steps. But we have to be able to settle in and get quiet enough to really, really hear. And we'll do that together. And then we can learn how to respond instead of react. Respond, tend to, be with. Everything emerges from this place, and we can embrace it all together in community. When we are tapped out and burnt out and in survival mode, it can be really hard, almost impossible, to listen and to respond. We really can't. Our bodies are doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is help us survive. And many of us have been doing that for decades in crisis mode, one after the other. So this is a space where we're teaching our body, heart, mind something new, that other possibilities are here. And sometimes we have to take ourselves out of daily life to really create that shift and that opportunity. As our nervous systems come into regulation, we can begin to just little by little move from survival and crisis towards, I think I can handle something else, something that's not familiar like this. Possibilities of healing, possibilities of steadiness, of having more, holding more, being more, allowing more out, receiving more. This is where our North Star and our compass come in handy. We all have one, but often it's being overridden by messages from the outside, by our life experiences, by our transgenerational history and our lineage, by social conditioning, by the identities we carry. So much gets layered on who we should be, what we have to do in order to just get through our days. When we can give ourselves permission to take time out, even when it seems like the last thing we can do, something can happen. We show ourselves that we're worthy of this, that we can have this, that something different we believe in. When we are quiet enough, then we can hear our own North Star and our compass. Those are the places where we get the resources we need to move forward in a purposeful way, where we hear the next steps according to what we actually need, what our soul is calling for. And when our nervous systems are regulated, it's so much easier to quiet down and hear that and then take action from there. And we can do that in community on the retreat. And then we'll also have integration calls after the retreat, just to make sure that we're staying with what arises there together. Yeah. So I'm just kind of checking my notes. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. So many of us have been conditioned as helpers and healers, or parents, teachers, care providers, to give and give and give. We end up living in this deficit where we're under receiving and undernourished, and we think that's okay. It can be part of the social conditioning. I did a workshop last week with my friend and colleague Megan DeBoer about under receiving is under earning. we often end up depleted and tapped out. That can come in terms of money, can terms come in terms of energy, resources. And so I want to really bring that into the element of this retreat of how can we feel safe enough to really receive on a deep foundational level so that we also get comfortable with earning more energy, earning more money, earning more abundance, whatever it is that we need to flourish and heal and grow and contribute in our lives and our communities in the places that we give so that we can give from a full overflowing place. This retreat is meant to be something deeply gentle, deeply healing, that can create a changing of directions, the way that a river slowly changes. It doesn't just go in an opposite direction. It takes its time to find a new path, to branch off, and to have the encouragement and support of the riverbanks to find that new way. The retreat is the riverbanks. Just how do we move in a new way? It will be something that you will carry with you for a lifetime. It might be something different than you've ever done. You might be used to pushing and striving and exhausting and overwhelming fireworks experiences. And this will be an exhale. Sure, challenges will come up. The parts of ourselves will arise that always do when we walk into a space of healing and growing, but we'll meet them in a different way, in a more gentle way, with compassionate, steady support. Most healing and wellness practitioners and care providers I know do what they do because they've been through so much themselves. It's so rare to find spaces where we can go and just lay everything down as though you have a table. You can pull everything out of your backpack and just rest it there. Rest it there to be held by me, by the community, by the nature, by the just structure and capacity of the retreat. A place where you can just put it down, rest and exhale, not have to do it alone anymore. This is a place where we don't have to puff ourselves up and perform as professionals and put that hat on and wear the certain clothes and fashion statement. This is a place where we don't have to make ourselves small, and we get to just welcome the parts that all live in between, where we can simply focus on our own well-being and joy and turn towards what needs soothing and give it radical, compassionate presence. Maybe we need to turn towards our joy with presence and celebrate it. For some of us, that is the hardest thing to accept, that we have to be willing to also receive. If you're anything like me, you have the other shoe could drop at any moment syndrome. It looks like a holding of the breath. It's hard to exhale. It's hard to breathe in fully. And so we have to learn to feel safe enough to meet joy, meet pleasure, meet ease, and just let it in one sip at a time, one breath at a time. And so maybe that will be your practice on retreat. Can I enjoy this luxurious 5-star meal and just take my time with it and be touched by it and just allow my body to be nourished by it? Maybe that will come surfing, just bouncing around on a wave on your surfboard. Maybe it'll come in a conversation with somebody sitting by the pool. Maybe it'll become curled up in a, maybe it will come curled up in a hammock with your book or in a nervous system practice. Just moment by moment, little by little, can I receive even this much? Whatever it is that's calling your attention inside of you, within you right now, maybe there could be space for it on this retreat as we sink into spacious and caring presence together. There will be so much time also for playfulness, for adventure, for free time, for rest, for pampering, for really lovely, casual company, just hanging out, and so much more. It's a time to return home to yourself, to remember who you are in this one precious life, to allow your nervous system to come into balance so that you can exhale into the support of that. We will also have morning movement every morning. We will be doing a little bit of yoga, some mobility, just allowing our bodies to say hello to the morning, allowing ourselves to say hello to our bodies. It'll be for all bodies, for all levels, where we're coming into compassionate presence with whatever we're carrying there in the same way that we do on our surfboards, in the nervous system regulation practice, in community practice, where we're sharing together, where we're inviting our bodies into the experience of the day as we meet it. I'm so excited for these mornings. I'm not a morning person. So we actually have a movement teacher that is just so loving, so trauma-informed, a trained yoga teacher who now has moved more into calling it movement and mobility. Their name is Tay. They are awesome. And you can learn more from them on a podcast we'll do together soon. But just imagine starting your day like this, feeling held with so much care and compassion for just inviting breath, inviting gentle movement. What could be possible? Waking up every day, looking at the ocean, doing this. All of the practices that we will be doing will be trauma-informed, will be optional. There will be options within the practices for how you get to show up and participate. You get to hate it. You get to love it. You get to adapt it. We can collaborate so you can really make it your own. Again, so that this is the most supportive for your healing, your presence, and your growth. If you want to know a little bit about the nervous system regulation work that we'll be doing there, I really recommend checking out my 10-day course called Expand. It will be just like that, but even deeper, even more spacious. We'll be doing that a couple of times a day. And you can sit, you can lie down, you can be moving, you can be still, you can have your eyes open, you can have your eyes closed. I will be guiding it as we support the different parts of your body that are connected to the parts of your nervous system that have maybe gone into overwhelming stress in the past, overwhelming, significant trauma responses, chronic pain, chronic illness, these places that carry a big load, that jump into fight, flight, or freeze. What we'll do is we'll support them to rest so that they can know now, here in this present moment, that there's safety available, there's support available, there's presence and compassion available, there's space here. That looks like bringing our kind, gentle presence together to your kidneys, your adrenals, your brainstem, your feet, your gut, your heart, all these different places that are supposed to be working optimally so that you can move through life responding instead of reacting, feeling full, energetic, clear, instead of overwhelmed moment by moment with what needs to be dealt with. This moves us towards thriving and being here and now. And the best way for me to describe it, because that's, you're like, what? Kidneys, adrenals? I don't know. That sounds weird. Are we going to be moving? Are we going to be, is it meditation? Is for you to do it. So if you haven't experienced that with me, go check out Expand. We'll put the link in the show notes so that you can experience it firsthand and see if the way that I guide feels nourishing for you. Can be sort of poetic. It includes trauma-informed mindfulness. It includes 20 years of meditation experience and guiding. It includes deep somatic trauma healing work that works for you, whether or not you've experienced significant trauma. It helps us tend to our day-to-day stressors and coming out of survival mode into thriving mode. Other practices will look like walking barefoot on the beach, sitting side by side with a new friend, or maybe you bring a friend or a partner, sharing together in a structured way, relational mindfulness. We'll play together. We'll have dance parties together. We'll get silly. We'll get weird. We'll have space to just chill. I'll have some kind of teaching theme each day that we focus on, something simple, so that you can integrate throughout your days these themes and bring them home with you. Something like savoring. How do we savor the moments of goodness? Something like embracing all parts. How do we really embrace those parts that we wish we could change, push away, fix, make go away? How do we titrate our experience so we don't do too much too fast? How do we learn to connect with ourselves and others so that we can really bring our fullest selves? Things like this. You'll also walk away with a whole toolbox that you'll use with yourself as you're sitting with your clients, your patients, or kids, those that you support, and yourself. We will also, my brain just went totally blank. We will also invite your humanness. I will be fully human. You can be fully human and have all the space and time in a world to really listen into your own body's impulses of what you would love to have happen each moment. Maybe you just want to lay in a hammock and watch the shadows move. Maybe you need to sleep 3 hours every afternoon. Maybe you want to show up for every activity. Maybe you want to sign up for extra activities. This will be a teaching in how do we listen to the impulses of our bodies, our hearts, and our minds for what wants to happen that would be most supportive as we move through our days. Soulful is a place for our souls to emerge, to lead, to be embraced, and to whisper to us as we allow all the parts of us out that need space to be held, to be seen, to be heard in community in a compassionate, very human way, where we get to be vulnerable, we get to be experts together, and we get to do things maybe fresh. So take a moment and maybe tune in, ask yourself, what might be possible for you in a space like this? What might be possible in your work, your health, your community, in your connection with those that are close to you? What kind of healing or growth might be possible? What might an experience like this give you? And then once you have those answers, you can ask yourself, and what might having that give you? Taking it a little bit deeper. This way of being together creates a kindness and awakeness that's connecting and powerful. When we have that, we are unstoppable. And how we can show up and hold space for ourselves, others, and all that's around us and within us. I really hope that you'll consider joining me. I'm so excited to meet you there, to luxuriate with you, to go surfing, to receive more regulation work myself, to allow my body to move in the mornings and to meet new friends, to see old friends. There's several people signed up already. And if you sign up before the end of September, just so you know, you get $300 off. The rooms are starting to fill up. So come and see what happens for you. If it feels like a full body yes, if you're feeling curious but not sure, if you've got some questions, reach out and I can chat with you. My assistant and the retreat manager, Kiara, can chat with you. We love chatting with you. So please do. And, you know, I just know from my own experience that maybe a hesitation that folks have coming all the way to Panama is that the way that the retreat center is set up is that there's shared accommodations. So each person has a few people or two people per room. And so if you don't have a friend you can bring or a partner you can bring, there might be a little part that's going, what if I don't know these people? I'm a homebody. I'm an introvert. How will it be to share space in these gorgeous, luxurious cabanas? And if that's on your heart and your mind and you've got a lot coming up around it, reach out. I'm happy to connect with you about it because I am definitely one of those people that would have a lot around it. And so we've got ways to help it feel more comfortable. On that first night, we will actually have everyone meet with their roommate or roommates and talk about, you know, what they need in order to have that space feel so restful, so as safe as possible, as easeful as possible, as fun and luxurious as possible. We all need different things around this. And so I know that folks who show up on my retreats and my spaces, some people are going, could I do that? And I think you could. And we're here to support you around that and your nervous system around that. Maybe you make your space silent. Maybe you have silent hours. Maybe you have jumping on the bed parties together. Don't tell the retreat center I said that. So we are here to help you feel like you have got this and you get so much out of this. And with that said, I'm going to just tag this other video on here so that you can get even more. What is this experience? So keep listening if you're interested. I know it's a little funny to go from that to that, but hey, I am moving into a new house, handling a lot of new things right now, barely able to get this out to you, but I just wanted to. And so we're doing it messy just so that you can have this information so that you can sign up before the end of September if you want to save $300. All right. With that being said, we'll transition you to this next video experience or audio experience. And I look forward to seeing you in Panama. Hey, y'all. Just pausing the podcast episode for a moment. I promise we'll be right back. But I wanted to take a second to let you know about Intelligent Change and their incredible tools that have personally helped me so much in my business and in my daily emotional life. I use their productivity planner all of the time to help get my brain focused. It can be all over the place, truly. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, there are 1,000 things that need to be tended to all of the time. The productivity planner helps me really get focused on what I need to do right here and right now. It gives me so much space to actually just rest in my time where I'm not focused on work, which is invaluable to me. I can get quite anxious if I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing and when. As somebody with complex PTSD and a tendency towards depression and anxiety, their gratitude journal has helped me so much in those quiet moments before bed and waking up to focus my mind, heart, and body towards focusing on what's good, what's going well, and allowing me to have a little more space to just settle in to these beautiful, precious moments. I can't recommend these enough. I'll drop their link in the show notes. You know, the intention of the retreat is for practitioners, for people who support others. And it can be, it's often that people are kind of experiencing burnout and shutdown. And when we're in that place, connecting with our bodies can feel like a lot of work. It can feel like there's a lot of things in there we don't want to feel. Mm-hmm. Our whole history that's like, not going there. Yeah. So when we have these practices that are trauma-informed and welcoming, we can creep towards the body slowly. and have these other outer resources like the waves, mm-hmm. others in the room, the beautiful environment, that can be a different way to start saying hello to the body in a new way, which is much different than a lot of people guide, which is like, you must be in your body now. And that doesn't really work for us rebels. The cost of doing business is really high in our bodies if we carry complex or developmental trauma. That's my specialty. So most people who follow me are kind of in that category. And when I was putting the retreat together, I wanted to be really mindful not to overpack it, so that we're not going from thing to thing to thing to thing. And so we can do our somatic practices. We'll have yoga with you in the morning. We'll flow into breakfast. We'll have a couple few-ish hours with breaks of teachings around nervous system regulation, around how we can really listen deeply. We'll, in that time, we'll do nervous system regulation work. We'll have some like community conversations, dyads, and then we'll flow into lunch. And then in the afternoons, there'll be all sorts of options. There'll be surfing. You can read a book by the pool. You could take a nap. You can rest at the beach. You can go off-roading if you want. I mean, they have 1,000 things. If you don't want to rest, you can do a million things. Then we'll flow into dinner. We'll have a couple hours together at night. And the rest of those nights, I'll be leading another nervous system regulation and teaching around that. We'll probably have a dance party. We'll do some other fun things at night. Then there'll be plenty of space and time in after that to rest, to look at the moonlight, to have casual conversations. We'll also probably have some space in there to have silent time so that we can go inwards even more and reflect. So many adult meditation retreats, for example, are so internal, so solo. And something that I've been reflecting on so much these last several years, after sitting long, like month-long meditation retreats in silence, is actually how lonely I felt in that process. And I would often go on a retreat and come home and be suicidal for weeks or months. And I thought there was something wrong with me, that I couldn't go through these retreats where people were gaining freedom and joy and insights and deeper connection and healing. And I was a wreck. You know, I found these beautiful moments on the retreat, but the transition out was so brutal. And I've learned over many years that it's not a one size fits all thing. And especially for folks with complex trauma, that going inwards in that way can actually trigger, activate a lot of stuff that actually needs connection in order to heal. And so what I am excited about in this retreat, and I'm not knocking Vipassana retreats or silent meditation retreats, there's so much goodness there. But I had envisioned, how do we bring the potency of retreat life into something that's very deeply trauma-informed, that's actually aimed towards folks with complex trauma even, that can help heal in a deep way and integrate, so that they can go out in the world and actually bring it with them and feel wonderful and feel like they've got some resources and they feel more expanded with more capacity. And the key component of that is co-regulation, connection, not doing everything silent and solo. And so a big piece of the retreat will be these relational mindfulness practices, connecting with others in dyads and triads in the full group, moving into doing some nervous system regulation work that it looks like a solo practice where we're working with different parts of the nervous system. But the way that it's guided, it's actually about co-regulation. So with me, the guide, or with the community, even though it's silent. And so, but you know, I have so many people I work with every day who are therapists and coaches and care providers that are so fucking gifted. They are so inspired and have so much to offer, and they are on the edge of burning out. They are on the edge of quitting. Not everyone, but there are so many people that if we could allow them to feel a little safer and a little more expanded into who they are and who they're meant to be and where they're headed, with like a sense of empowerment and support that like the earth can heal, cultures can heal, community, humanity. Like I feel it expanding across the globe and beyond when we are regulated, we are in our power, which is our birthright. And there's so much that wants us to not be in our power. And so this is a place where we can rest into that. We don't have to work so hard for it. Healing can be easy and we can do it together. Folks are already signing up. And so if you're interested, all you have to do to sign up is put down a deposit and then we can create a payment plan for you. You can pay in full later. There's lots of options. Just reach out to us or it'll be in the form as you sign up. Thank you so much for listening. I have really special news to share. I've planned a deeply nourishing and luxurious retreat for us in Panama in May of next year. It's called Soulful, a somatic embodiment retreat for healing and wellness providers. If you're here listening, it's for you. I created this retreat out of my own burnout, wanting everyone to get the opportunity to return to their own deepest heart with nervous system regulation work, surfing, gentle yoga, and so much more. Come realign with your soul's compass. Expand your capacity to meet life with more ease and sink into really sweet support. Spots are already filling up. Find the link in the show notes or at shelby-lee.com.